You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little extra.
A little extra.
Uncensored, unedited, and almost uninterrupted. Get ready for the most extra podcast known to man. The Ace and TJ Show presents the Extra Funny Podcast.
Hello. Sponsored by Rich Staccato Companies. If you want to save money on your mortgage, you want to buy a house, sell a house, refi a house, home equity line of credit, go to homewithrichard.com, homewithrichard.com. Coming up on Extra Funny today, we'll find out just what type of person you are willing to take advice from in life. What type of person are you willing to take advice from in life would probably cause a stir. So we'll get to that coming up next.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast.
The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little extra.
A little extra.
Uncensored, unedited, and almost uninterrupted. Get ready for the most extra podcast known to man. The Ace and TJ Show presents the Extra Funny Podcast.
Sad news that that Star Wars show didn't get picked up for a second season, whatever that one was called.
The Acolyte.
Acolyte.
Return of the Jedi.
Yeah. That Acolyte.
So they dropped it after one season?
Yeah. So as bad as Star Wars stuff is now, what they say, but it keeps going. If that got dropped, it must have been ultra terrible.
I thought it was okay.
Yeah.
People just don't like things. It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
They don't like things that are fun.
People just like they good. People just don't like things.
How often, if ever, do y'all get up in the night from your sleep to go urinate?
How often? Not often.
None.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very seldom.
Yeah.
I just pee the bed.
I don't much either, but if it does happen, I drank a lot of water kind of late yesterday, and it reminded me when I get up to pee in the night, I might as well just get up for good.
What?
Because by the time I take that sleep mask, that snore mask off, turn it off so it doesn't sit there and go, and wake up Jody, and then stumble into the restroom, pee, come back out, figure out, it's, you know, straighten out the straps on it, get it on, strap it back to my face, turn it back on, and I'm awake.
Really?
By then, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Does your CPAP,
it's a pain in the ass.
Does your CPAP ramp up the pressure? Like it starts at a lower thing and then it builds up to like very, very strong?
No.
Okay.
I don't think. I just turn it on and sometimes I don't even know if it's on because I can't feel it. So I'll just pull it away from my face a little bit and then it'll go, and I go, all right, it's on.
Oh, man, I love that feeling, though, when you got to pee and you get up and go pee and then you chug some water next to your bed and then getting back in bed and, oh, it's like the best feeling in the world.
Yeah.
But, I feel the same way as TJ.
I mean, if you got to
strap
a big piece of plastic on your face.
Yeah, well.
With a hose attached to it. Yeah, it sucks.
And you're trying to do it quietly.
Mm-hmm.
So you're trying to ease it over your face and not disturb Jody or in Rob's case, not disturb Meredith. You're just trying to.
And I try to fool myself and think, well, if I don't even open my eyes through the whole process.
Yeah.
You know, so I can pretty much make it into the bathroom.
Sure.
Never but tried then, that.
Yeah.
If it happens, I'm probably eyes closed while peeing.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah. I got my, you know, in front of my legs, like touching the toilet so I know I'm there. Yeah, and sure. Just to try to keep the slumber going.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I sit down to pee in the middle of the night if I have to go.
A lot of guys do that.
I know you said that before, but I've never done that.
Okay.
Guys with vaginas.
I mean, what's the... I don't know.
Well, then
that
I
was easier. You know,
he never has to open his eyes.
Just sit down.
You don't have to. Yeah. You know where it's going. You can hear it.
You can just sit there with his eyes closed.
You can hear it after you get it going.
And you're supposed to sit down peeing on an airplane too, right? I've never done that.
I saw that
TikTok because he was like, "Oh yeah, you're supposed to. Everybody's supposed to sit down and pee." No. Yeah, that'd be so weird.
I'm not doing that.
Did they say why?
Because you're getting jostled around.
It's a lower toilet, I think, and you're just further away.
It's difficult. It can be difficult. At my height, at 6'4".
Yeah, you got to like brace yourself, because
the lavatory, the wall tends to arch at some point, and so it's where my head is to be. So I've got to give it a sideways lean against the counter either way because I can't fully stand up in the bathroom in a plane.
Yeah.
So I'm always crouched down in there anyway. So it would make more sense if I would do that.
Sit down.
It would actually be a lot easier for me to do that because of my height. But there are a lot of times on planes that when you go in, I have to, the moment I step into the bathroom, I have to tilt my head down like that. And if you try to pee, you're standing there you got to scrunch over and lean against the counter.
It's a dangerous move.
I just think.
Am I going to join the Maha Club with that? Damn.
Yeah, no.
No
chance.
Pavlov's dog situation. If I sat down, I'm pooping.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fair.
That would be so weird to just pee sitting down. I just think it'd be weird.
I will say that when I first started doing that, it definitely, the urge did come to you.
You know, I told y'all before, I had a roommate one time that was a sleep pooper.
A sleep pooper?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah, he'd wake up in the night and go poop, and then I'd find it the next morning.
Oh.
When I'd go to pee. He's like, what are you doing? Who gets up in the middle of the night and takes a dump?
Fair question.
And did he, was there toilet paper in there too?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he did white too?
Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because I would have thought the same thing. Like if he didn't flush, then he definitely didn't wipe.
Yeah, it's weird.
But he probably, you know, I don't know, maybe he was doing the same thing. He would go in and sit down to pee and then end up doing other stuff. But it was, unless I'm sick. And if I'm that kind of sick, I'm probably not asleep anyway. I mean, I don't think I've ever just awakened in the middle of the night to go poop.
No, I don't think so either.
I'm sure it's happened, but I can't recall. Not often.
But we're not good judges of that kind of thing because we get up so early. You know, we're basically getting up in the night.
Yeah.
Anyway, to start the day. But, yeah, I just thought that was one of the grossest things.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it. I was asleep.
It is weird.
Mm-hmm.
And he did it regularly.
A couple times, yeah.
A couple times, okay.
But how many times does it take before you think it's a pattern? I know usually three is like for serial killing.
Yeah.
It's three.
Yeah.
What's the rule? Like if you want something to become a habit, you have to do it this long. I can't remember what that would be.
2 weeks or something.
Something like that.
100,
1,000
times, 100 times.
I mean, how do you go back to sleep after that? As well, you know, you're like,
oh, I get it easily.
Really?
Oh, sure.
People are just weird.
Yeah.
Riggins, is there any type of advice, like expert type situation that you would ever, do you think you would ever learn anything from, or it would be valuable knowledge for you? If it's a porn star, like a woman porn star.
It's a good question.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
If she was an expert in, I don't know, whatever she went to school for, biology, I would certainly default to her.
Really?
Refer to her if there was a question about that specific thing. Absolutely. Hannibal Lecter was crazy, but he's also brilliant.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a fictional character. It applies. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was eating people, but he was also like really thoughtful. Yeah.
Biology or some, maybe you want to learn some kind of new more stuff.
Well, that's the thing, though. Like, there's always an article every few weeks. There's some kind of article that pops up in the New York Post about a porn star giving sex advice.
Oh yeah,
right. But the way they always talk about it is that they don't have regular relations with people. I mean, just because you're, that'd be like saying, a trapeze artist can tell you, what you need to do in order to jump on a trampoline.
Yeah, I kind of get what
you're saying. They're like, okay, well, you're doing tricks and craziness and doing all kinds of stuff that's not reality to most people.
Yeah.
So what am I going to learn out of that?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And you're in your whole setting is not natural.
Yeah.
People standing around, lights, they're stopping you, they're starting again. Hey, we got to take a 10-minute break and reset before we go to a new position and all this kind of stuff. It's like, man.
And you always say, and people in that industry go, well, that's just work. It's just my job. Yeah. It's just like, it's not like it is real life and all that. So I don't know that there's any advice I would take from a porn person on life. And I may be biased. I may be, prejudiced. That may be offensive or whatever. I just think that if you are in porn, then your life is a shambles.
What if they made a good living?
Because I think maybe they might have learned some tough lessons along the way. And they're like, hey, don't do this. I learned this. Okay, this is a life lesson.
Still in porn. That'd be like if they're out of porn. There used to be a ministry. I don't know if it still is, but there was a ministry that was run by an ex-porn star, and it was all for people who wanted to get out of that lifestyle. And that would be different. If they want to talk about the mistakes that, don't do this, don't do that, or this is what I learned and all of that. But if they're still in it every day, and they're just like, I'm a porn star, I'm an expert in whatever, I'd be like, And I'm talking men or women.
Yeah.
Even if the porn thing didn't come up and you just ask them about, like, I don't know.
Stock tips.
Yeah, stock tips.
I wouldn't take it seriously.
Really?
I could not take it seriously.
I think you're being silly.
They're like, hey, I've got a 25% return on my stocks over the course of the past 3 years. Yeah, give me a stock tip, man.
And they probably might have some good financial advice if they've done well. Otherwise, like generic financial advice.
I'm sorry. I just feel like anybody, it's a prejudice, I guess, but.
I think it most definitely is.
Yeah. Well, I can't help it. I'm just saying, I look at them and go, okay, well, if your life were together enough to be giving life advice to people, you wouldn't be doing porn.
Maybe they make a great living and like it.
Right. Which is fine.
Yeah, he's okay with that. It's
right. But don't tell me how to live life. Because obviously, I don't think you have life figured out if you're doing porn.
So porn stars and anybody younger than TJ.
Especially young porn stars.
Don't want to hear it.
Right.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast.
Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial free version of the Ace and TJ show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.